So is this primarily about singing, about speaking, or is it primarily about self-esteem development, finding yourself that way? I mean, they go together, I realize, of course, but what's the emphasis? Do people come to you, I don't really care about speaking and singing, I just need to find my full identity. I mean, would that be an appropriate person to come to you too?
Yes, people come with everything. And I always tell them now, I will address the thing you're interested in. If you have a big presentation coming up, or I'm working with a guy later today who I help him craft his presentations, both in structure and delivery in Chicago. We work on Skype. So people come with really practical things, and they think they know what they want, but I always tell them, your voice knows what you're doing here. Sometimes people have always wanted to sing. I've worked with a guy who has just retired, and he has a beautiful voice, and kind of feels like he missed the opportunity to use it in speaking and in singing, and he's mostly just here to open up that part of his life that felt like it never got expressed. So people come in with everything. They say, I know my voice has, got some gifts for me. It's very woo-woo and transformational. And then other people say, my boss sent me here because he can see that no one is listening to me at the table, and it has something to do with the fact that my voice sounds like I'm a 14-year-old girl. So that was a woman who said that, by the way. But I've seen everything over the years, and I see consistent patterns in how people get shut down. And then I also see incredible leaps into self-discovery, self-expression. One woman started writing fiction because she started working with me. She's a fine art painter, and she started opening up her voice in this way, and she came back for a lesson, and she I said, "Wow, so what's new?" She said, "I started writing a novel." I was like, "What?" So I don't know. I don't have a program. I mean, I have an approach, and I trust the approach. That's consistent, but what the voices and souls of people do with that approach, that's a great and continuing surprise and privilege.